Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Yesterday, we took a very close look at a controversial North Dakota legislative house bill that proponents say is necessary to grow North Dakota's livestock industry. Last Friday drew members of the ag community from both sides of the issue. The bill introduced by Velva, North Dakota farmer Paul Thomas, testifying in support of HB 1371, North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring.
It would add exceptions to Century Code 10-6.1. It would identify dairy, cattle finishing, poultry, and swine facilities that would lease or own less than 160 acres. My office and I have worked with producers over the last several years, a lot of grain farmers, and on multiple approaches to support animal agriculture. One thing that continues to be an issue that comes up is the business structure restrictions that are in place. The bill before you addresses that and would support dairy, swine, poultry, beef feedlot industries, aquaculture, hydroponics, or greenhouses. The proposed changes would allow shareholders to invest in livestock entities and provide support for producers starting these capital-intensive businesses. We need operations that will complement grain farming, not compete with it. We've watched our numbers continue to shrink while our neighbors have continued to grow in every direction and experience growth and continued excitement for animal agriculture.
Goring was asked about the number of groups interested in moving their ag operation to North Dakota, but found the corporate farming structure in North Dakota unworkable.
There has been many. We've had a handful of large dairies. I call them large because there's nothing even that size in North Dakota. When in other states, it's probably the norm. When you're talking between 5,000 and 7,000 and 10,000 head dairies. A lot of them are in a corporate structure just for that operation. And in fact, one particular operation has a few of them in Minnesota and South Dakota, one in South Dakota, I believe. Their grandfather started it. And what he did is he took advantage of that corporate structure in their family. And the problem that they experience coming to North Dakota is they have 35 members in their family. The grandfather did pass away, but there were 6 kids, there were grandkids, there were now cousins, and so I suppose you could say it's a bit diluted, but they're all involved to a degree or at least have a share and an interest. The other thing that they do is they actually offer opportunities to their employees if they want to have a share or to the surrounding farmers. And by the way, they purchase almost all of their feed and forage from farmers within 7 miles all the way around them. Plus, that's who also takes the manure because they have to manage a manure and they have to have a manure management plan in place.
North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring testifying last Friday in front of the North Dakota House Ag Committee in favor of HB 1371. North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney, whose family farm is at Velva, said corporate farming laws in other states have increased livestock numbers but have not saved family farms. He referenced in Oklahoma, it eliminated independent operations. And although South Dakota has increased its animal agriculture industry, it has lost 650 licensed dairy herds since 2002 and 81% of its hog farms since 1997, the same percentage as North Dakota. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. We'll be right back.